This is the Pacifica update for the week ending July 22nd. I'm Lynn Gary. Early last week, Pacifica National Board member Andrea Sisco, based in New York City, resigned. Sisco's departure reduces the corporate faction's majority to one vote. Pacifica campaign activists met over the weekend in Houston to organize a renewed effort directed at achieving the resignation of Houston-based CPA Valerie Chambers from the board. The campaign will be informing the public of Ms. Chambers' lack of financial oversight in her role as a board member, as well as apparent conflicts of interest in other areas. Among the recent inappropriate expenditures authorized by Ms. Chambers and her allies is the hiring of the high-priced crisis management public relations firm Westhill Partners. Westhill has represented Fortune 500 companies and other high-profile clients embroiled in controversy. The firm's now-deceased founder, John Scanlon, headed the tobacco industry campaign to discredit the whistleblowing scientist Jeffrey Wigand, whose story was portrayed in the recent film The Insider. Westhill operative Michael Powell, who works out of the firm's Washington, D.C. office, is now serving as a spokesperson for the Pacifica Foundation. Sources in the Pacifica Reform Movement say that Powell is working to compile dossiers on key activists for the purpose of filing slap suits. In a 1991 interview, Westhill founder Scanlon responded to a reporter who asked, "Given a choice, do you serve your client or the truth?" Scanlon said, quote, "You always try. You always serve the truth. But the truth is often, you know, often not necessarily a solid. It can be a liquid. What seems to be true is not necessarily the case when we look at it and we dissect it and take it apart and we turn it around and we look at it from a different perspective. Whose truth are we talking about? Your truth or my truth?" Unquote. Michael Powell and Westhill Partners need to hear from Pacifica supporters across the country that they have no right to the hard-earned money donated by listeners to support radio devoted to courageous journalism, not doublespeak. Tell Powell to get off the case and give the money back. Give him a call at area code 202-857-1900 or fax him at area code 202-857-1925. Meanwhile, censorship and harassment of Democracy Now! Continues. On July 16th, listeners to Pacifica affiliate stations heard a DN report on the legal decision quashing an attempt by the board majority to add new members to its ranks to offset the spate of recent resignations. Amy Goodman announced she had repeatedly attempted to obtain a spokesperson from that side, but had been refused an interview. Nevertheless, National Program Director Steve Yasko used this as a reason to upbraid Goodman and her crew for biased coverage. Listeners of Pacifica Station KPFT in Houston heard none of the July 16th broadcast. Technical difficulties was a reason cited by the KPFT management. However, Democracy Now! And other programs covering the Pacifica crisis have been censored in the past by that station's manager, Garland Ganter, who was sent to supervise the 23-day shutdown of KPFA in July 1999 that led to protests involving more than 10,000 outraged listeners. Repression of independent journalism reached a new level last week during the G8 summit in Genoa, Italy, when police, under the direction of media mogul-turned-prime minister Silvio Berlusconi, broke into the independent media center there, beating journalists, smashing equipment, and confiscating tapes. A reporter for Free Speech Radio News was one of the victims of the assault. Many believe that police were attempting to locate and destroy evidence gathered by IMC reporters that proved that police provocateurs posing as protesters had systematically engaged in violent behavior in order to create a pretext for the police brutality that left one man dead and scores seriously injured. European television has been showing footage documenting the police provocation, which is not being reported in the American corporate media. We have never needed Pacifica Radio more. Please get involved. To find out what you can do, contact the Pacifica Campaign at www.pacificacampaign.org.